Is this the end? Well, yes, it is for This Is Hell. Except for one thing I want to read real quick. This is from Eric Loomis's book, Out of Sight, that we talked to Eric about, historian Eric Loomis, about in the first hour of today's show. And I want to read this because I love to talk about how much the Clintons suck. In 1991, Lawrence Summers, then chief economist of the World Bank, wrote a memo saying, I've always thought that underpopulated countries in Africa are vastly underpolluted. Their air quality is probably vastly inefficiently low compared to Los Angeles or Mexico City. He urged the World Bank to facilitate the transfer of toxic waste to underpolluted Africa. People around the world lambasted Summers, but it did not stop his rise to the highest echelons of power, becoming a close economic advisor to Presidents Bill Clinton and Obama. So remember, when you are sitting there talking about how great Bill Clinton and Barack Obama are, remember they both hired a guy who said that, I've always thought that underpopulated countries in Africa are vastly underpolluted. Their air quality is probably vastly inefficiently low compared to Los Angeles or Mexico City. And we should transfer our toxic waste to underpolluted Africa. So you got that going for you. Tune in next week when our guests here on This Is Hell will include Sam Quinones. He is author of Dreamland, the true tale of America's opiate epidemic, as suggested by listener Kim. Thanks, Kim. And if anyone has any suggestions, we'll see what we can do to get your dream guests on the air here on This Is Hell. You can email me at chuck@thisishell.com. Also next week, Yash Tandon. He is the author of Trade is War, the West's War Against the World. Noam Chomsky says this impressive study focuses on Africa, which has suffered hideous crimes. Yash Tandon's case is a powerful one and can be extended. The global class war that is institutionalized in the misnamed... Yes, sir? You got a mic on over there. You want to turn off your mic there, Eric? Thank you. The global class war that is institutionalized in the misnamed free trade agreements is also a war against the traditional victims of class war at home, the resistance in Africa and elsewhere, which Tandon describes here as a source of hope for the future. Vandana Shiva, another past guest here on This Is Hell, says it is a necessary and timely contribution which goes to the roots of the deep crises we face as humanity. We'll also talk to Karen Dolan about her Institute for Policy Studies report, The Poor Get Prison, The Alarming Spread of the Criminalization of Poverty. This report provides a new understanding of the growing ways in which those in poverty are disproportionately targeted, marginalized, and prosecuted. We heard from one of our producers from back in 2000 this week, or a couple weeks ago, Monster Pete Misick, and he writes, how are you? Still blind and gap-toothed? It's been a while since we spoke. I'm working at an NGO called Access, accessnow.org, where we fight for digital rights and against government surveillance, scheming telcos, and bad internet policy. He mentions a podcast that he recently did. I'd like to do a segment on This Is Hell, some ideas, leak of the week, what new documents reveal government spying or corporate malfeasance, hack of the week, who stole what from whom online, UN Human Rights Report. I'm a human rights lawyer by training and could speak to whatever's going on in Geneva, where I visit a few times every year, or New York City. I also really like craft beer, and I'm happy to do some reporting on that growing industry for my perch in Brooklyn. We don't need any more on craft beer, but all of the rest sounds great, Monster Pete, and we're going to be trying you out on next week's show as a potential new correspondent. So let me know if I can partake, says Monster Pete, and you certainly can next week. And we'll have a guy on the show that correspondent Matt Akins turned us on to. Matt writes for Rolling Stone out of Kabul and won the James Foley Award for Courage in Journalism here at Medill for his work in Afghanistan. And earlier this week, he sent us this. A friend of mine, Christos Giovannopoulos, is going to be in Chicago the weekend after next. He's an amazing Greek activist who's been active in the solidarity movements and has been on a tour of the U.S. explaining what's happening with the left in Syriza in Greece. He's very articulate and right up your alley. Want me to put you in touch with him? Yes, I do. And he has. And Christos will be joining us on This Is Hell next week. And of course, another moment of truth from Jeff Dorchin. So that's it for this week's show.